Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I'm going to sit there with that smug face and no one is going to say anything. I was like, can anyone else see this?
Right.
Before I explode. So what you saw is what you saw, but that's not what it was. And that's all I can say.
Ooh.
Yeah, we are actually.
Okay.
We were in DLT and he was next to Shaq and they had spoke. And then he was like, hi. And I was like, hi. And then he was like, okay.
Coming out, there was a lot of hatred.
Yeah.
There was a lot of vitriol. Like, how did you deal with that? Guys, welcome back to the Murad Murray podcast. Hopefully you guys are all doing well. We have a legend in the building, guys. We have Tanya in the building. What?
Oh, don't stand up.
What? Not stand up.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for gracing me with your presence, babe.
Oh, of course. I've been dying to come and sit on the sofa with you.
Swear down.
Yeah, I've been a fan for ages. So I'm actually so gassed right now. I am.
How is it? It must be weird for you to be watching me and then now I'm talking on you.
It's so weird. Like, I literally remember being in my room probably every night. And you're the first person that comes up on my YouTube updates. And I'm like, oh, he's got a new story. He's got a new story. And then when I came out, I was like, oh my God, he's going to be talking about me. So I was like, let me go and look. I was like, this is so weird.
Can you imagine if I was just dragging you left, right? You would have been...
I actually liked you.
Yeah.
I would have said, I would have been like, I actually...
No, imagine, I feel like I was up and down.
Yeah, you was and you would be. If you were watching, and I understand it because I was a Love Island super fan. And I was judging as well. I was like, oh my God, what's she doing? This girl is pissing me off today. But obviously, you're just judging from what you're seeing in that time as a viewer. So.
Ooh, your journey, child. I don't even know where we're going to like go with this one. Like, it was up and down. It was so tumultuous. A lot of my friends when we watched it together. They were loving you when you were in your like villain era, as I was saying.
Honestly, it's crazy that I was actually a villain. Like, I think it's so mad because if you were in my head before going to Love Island, never would have thought that's how it would have been. Like, I was like, how are they not going to like me? Like, I'm a nice girl. I'm a decent girl. I want to be friends with everyone. And, like, I try to be as honest as I can be. But then I quickly realized, obviously, when I was in there, that it's not just about, like, how nice I am. Because they're seeing chopped bits of me. And they're seeing chopped interesting bits of me. So, yeah, when I came out, my friends were like, girl. I was like, what? Like, girl, they don't like you. But it was entertaining. So
what are you wearing today?
So I'm wearing, oh, Shaq got me this
cute,
but I don't know the name of the brand. What's it called? I don't know the name of the brand, but it's so cute, isn't it?
And the hair's given as well.
Thank you very much. My friend at J Lace Lab blessed me with this wig.
Let's get into the Instagram first. I feel like every day is a whole new
love Instagram.
It's really, your pictures are like A1.
I love Instagram. Like, I love posting pictures, like, since. I've been trying to be, like, full-time on Instagram for the longest time. Anyone that knows me has been like, this girl, she's not on the academic side, you know? It's all about Instagram, Instagram, Instagram. And obviously, I went to uni and all that stuff, but I was always like, no. I just want to take pictures and get paid. And I'm doing it now.
You're doing it now. You're living the dream.
Yeah, I love Instagram.
How old are you?
23.
23, and you're from Liverpool?
Yes.
Yeah. Gym wise, are you going gym? Because your body is bodying.
Ew.
Dead.
I can never. Honestly, I've never been to the gym.
Right.
Not once. Ever.
Really?
Never.
That's crazy.
I'm so lazy.
And it just works out for you?
I think it's just genes, probably.
Genes. And your background?
I'm Zimbabwean.
Zimbabwean.
Yes.
I'm actually partially East African.
Stop it. Tell me.
Ethiopian. my grandmother is from my dad's side.
Really?
Yeah.
Not you having a...
I know. It's just there.
Wow.
It's just random.
It's just there.
It's just there. It's just random. Because my dad's from Yemen and that's like connecting. Like on a, it touches the horn.
Yeah.
So I think that's why they must have migrated or something. I don't know.
Oh, love that.
But yeah. I love Amapiano music.
Oh my.
It's just become my thing over the past couple of weeks.
You don't get it. You know?
Right. I won't be dancing to it because
but
I mean, I can't
dance.
You
can just right. do a little.
Right.
It's so good. I don't even have to explain it. Amapiano is just me. Like when you go on my TikTok, that's where my real personality is. I'm like, Amapiano vibes.
Your journey on Love Island. I felt like. Misunderstood.
Oh, very much.
Is yeah. what how I feel it is.
Yeah.
When I look at it from a bird's eye view. But you were bringing a lot of the drama as well.
Yeah.
A lot of the storylines, entertainment, like.
And even though it wasn't the best situation bringing Martin back, sorry, Martin, anyone else, it doesn't matter who walks through this door, it doesn't matter what happens, what.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at Burrow.com/ACAST. That's Burrow.com/ACAST. Burrow.com/ACAST.
A lot of Love Island was because of you.
Yeah.
You know, good or bad, whatever you want to say it, people were talking.
Yeah.
Have you looked back at yourself on the show? And what are your opinions?
No, I haven't.
Really?
Yeah. And before I went, I was like, I'm going to watch it. I don't care. Like, I don't care about seeing myself, like, being recorded or whatever. Like, it's fine.
Mm.
But after my experience and my character in the show, like, I just can't watch it. Like, mm-hmm. Jack was like, let's just watch one episode. And I was like, oh, fine. And then he put it on. And I think I watched, like, me walking in, me and him having our first chat. And that was it. I couldn't watch anymore. I just couldn't do it. I was just like, no, like, I know that's not what it was.
Right.
So I can't watch it. It's going to make me mad. So I was very much misrepresented, yeah.
Did you anticipate that going in?
No. Like I said, I thought, I'm a nice person. There's no way they're not going to like me. There's no way. And then being in there as drama was unfolding, I was like, and then you forget in there that you're being recorded. But then when they give you text and like, oh, public have been voting, you're like, people are analysing this relationship. People are deep in whether they like me or they don't like me. And then I was like, oh, I don't know what they're seeing though, because there's a lot that's happening. Imagine one day what happens in your life and you're thinking what could be shown.
Right.
So I didn't think when I was in there that, you know, I'm the one causing the drama. Definitely didn't see it like that, no.
There were, like, arguments. Movie night was going on as well, and things were obviously quite, you know. Was there a lot more to... Not even just movie night, but was there just a lot more to any of these circumstances that were misrepresented of you that we didn't see, that you feel like we should have seen?
Yeah, so I've seen, like, little clips of, like, movie night, and it's just, like, me shouting, and they're like, why is she just yelling at these boys? Because... they had a lot to say. Like, when the girls were saying something, they just had an opinion. But then if it was them, you couldn't speak. And I'm very like, no. If you want to speak, we can all speak.
Hmm.
We all have a mouth. And then Martin was in the corner doing his faces, pissing me off. I was like, there's no way you're going to sit there with that smug face and no one is going to say anything. I was like, can anyone else see this
right
before I explode? So I just weren't there for it. But like, it's not that there was more to it. I'm just not here for bullshit, and I'm just gonna call it out. That's what it was for movie night. And the thing about movie night was that for my video that they showed, it was a lot more slowed down.
What do you mean?
So the video that you see of me and Martin kissing, it wasn't that long. So the thing is, I had spoken to Shaq before that, being very transparent, being very honest, like, babe, we did kiss. Yeah. But I said the kiss was literally like this. And then I turned around and went to sleep. But when you look at the clip now, the clip is like, and we don't move, and you don't see me turn around. So I was like, no, this has been slowed down. So now when Shaq is seeing it, he's thinking I'm lying to him, because he's like, you said it was quick and you turned around, but you didn't turn around. So I'm fighting him like, I told you everything. Why are you mad at me right now? And he's like, that's not what it looks like. And I'm like, but this is what I told you. So I'm mad at the fact that I told you, but what he's seeing is not what happened.
They really did slow.
They slowed it. Oh, I was like.
So it looks like you were like enjoying it.
Yeah, it looks like it was like.
Mwah. Yeah. Whew.
Yeah, so you wouldn't know.
The quick kiss.
Why am I not hearing about this before?
Baby, it was exactly what I said.
No, it's not exactly what you
said. No, it was. If you look.
Kasa Mo. Brought this man back now.
I brought him back.
Oh. What's all that about? Because when Shaq was here, he was like, you were influenced, per se. I don't know if you want to speak on it. Or, you know, if you want to go
I
into that.
I think I can...
To an extent.
I can brush on it.
Right.
Yeah. The minute I met Martin, like, I knew it wasn't that.
Not the miniature.
Yeah, I knew it wasn't that. But then the thing is, from what you guys seen and the little clips that I saw and what my friends told me, they were like, you were on him. It was like, you are pursuing him.
Right.
It's like, you were the one that came into Castro and were trying to get into the main villa. Like, that's what it looked like. But that's not what it was. Every time before I had a conversation with Martin, I had to be asked, going like, you know, you haven't spoken to Martin today. Maybe you should try. And then I'm like, okay, let me go speak to him. But the thing is, me and him got along because we're both African. He's Nigerian Irish. I have friends who are Nigerian Irish. Like, we're going to get along. You know, we're going to have things in common, right? But there was nothing romantic there. So what you saw is what you saw, but that's not what it was. And that's all I can say.
Ooh, yeah, because it did look like that. It looked like you really, even your friends were saying it. That's why the audience were like, wait, but Tanya, you were...
Oh, maybe I'm a good actor. I don't know.
I mean, maybe.
Maybe I'm a good actor, but...
There was influence, let's just say.
Yeah, there was, definitely, because there was nothing there with me and Martin at all. And it got even worse when we got to the main villa, because he could tell.
Right.
He could tell now, because now I was in front of the love of my life.
Right.
So it was now very obvious that this girl doesn't like me.
Mm.
Like, she actually doesn't like me, and he didn't understand why I just couldn't be honest. But I couldn't be honest because there's a lot of things that happen that we can't all talk about while we're in there.
Okay, I get
but
that part
now. Everybody knows.
Because he laid it on you right after that. He was like, oh, you haven't been honest with me. You haven't been telling me stuff and whatever.
Like, sorry.
Like, how can I try if I'm being influenced?
Yeah.
I'm then being told XYZ to bring somebody into the villa. And then it's like, you can't have that conversation with them because you're being influenced. And then, you know, that person gets riled up.
Yeah. And it's so hard to talk and to talk about this story, because a lot of people who are in my season have a different experience. Some people will tell you their experience was like smooth and, you know, they weren't influenced. You know, they were just told, you know, maybe do you want to say this? Do you want to say that? But other people's experiences was definitely not that.
And really?
That was mine as well. Yeah. So, yeah, Martin was angry at me for a lot of things, but there was explanations for every single thing that he didn't like me for.
Right.
But I just couldn't explain it. But he knows now.
Right. Are you guys cordial now?
Yeah, we are actually.
Okay.
We were in DLT and... he was next to Shaq and they had spoke, and then he was like, hi, and I was like, hi. And he was like, okay, can we speak? And I was like, okay, we can speak. And mainly me and Martin's issue was, obviously, when he came out and he was talking on podcasts and he wasn't saying very nice things about me.
Right.
And he apologized. And I said, this is all I wanted. I said, we had the same friends. It's very awkward for you to be lingering and for us to be lingering when you're talking to the person that we're friends with. It's very weird.
What's the point?
Yeah. So we sorted that out now, which is good.
That's good that you guys are cordial. I feel like that's how we want to be, because again, Shaq and Maxwell are good friends. Maxwell's friends with...
And people have been in the same situation that we've been in past seasons, right, and they're still friends.
Right.
So it's just weird. But yeah, my experience was crazy.
Yeah. Before we get into more of your journey, we need to get into your friend, Charles, on this season. Catherine. Apparently you know her.
Yes, Shaq I do.
So how do you know her?
So my friends, all of them, Nigerian Irish.
Okay.
She's Nigerian Irish. So that's how I know her, through them.
Okay.
Yeah. So she's going to be very interesting because she's fiery. I don't know if it's been seen yet because I've not watched a lot, but.
Oh, you didn't watch last night's episode?
No, I'm not. I can't do it, you know, like.
Lord have mercy.
Shaq is watching. He's updating me. Okay. So I need to ask him what happened last night.
So your friend, Catherine, got left really badly for this, for like Zach.
Is it that I saw a clip?
The Zach boy that was with her.
Everyone really wants the Zach guy to be black. They do want him to be black.
They like the, I think they like the interracial.
Yeah, they like too. How like cool he is. Like, right. He's not, you know, too.
So he left her for somebody else, but didn't. So basically, he
is
didn't.
Is it Molly?
Yeah.
Hey.
So, but he didn't even tell Catherine. And then in the game challenge, he kissed Molly instead. And Catherine was expecting it. Then Catherine said to her at the end, I feel disrespected.
Yeah.
And she's rude. Like, I'm not saying sorry. I'm not saying sorry. Like, he was very much like,
he thinks he's like, who was that guy that was playing everyone on Love Island? What's his name? Adam.
Right. He thinks he's Adam.
He's trying to be Adam right now.
I feel sorry for her. Hopefully, because she ain't got no one else.
She's so cute and she's an OG. She needs to stay.
But like, what do you make of this cast? You're not watching it.
I think they're very good looking. I'm seeing a little clip. So how I watch it is like TikTok, YouTube, spoiler clips. I think they're good looking. I think they have personality, so it's helping.
Right.
Because the views have gone down, I think their personality is definitely helping the show.
Right.
It's helping us still watch. Whitney?
Yes.
Is it? Whitney's cool. She's got vim. She's got chest.
Personality.
She's proper London, babe.
Proper London, babe.
Yeah, you're not going to tell me I look nice.
Right. Like, I can go to Shisha Bar with her.
She's a vibe. But... she needs to find somebody soon.
Right,
because
that...
because being a vibe is not going to carry you anywhere.
At all, yeah.
In there. So she needs to find somebody to stick to, because right now, who is it? Mehdi?
Yeah, it's not working.
Girl.
Girl.
What's the guy who left? George. I would have picked George.
Really?
I would have. Mehdi's good, like, he's fun to speak to, but everybody knows there's always that one guy they put in there that's... friendship zoned.
Right, and I feel like I expected more from Mehdi.
I did. French.
Like, French.
I thought we were going to be dying for the accent. We were going to be like, oh my God.
There's videos of him walking. I don't know if you've seen.
No, I think we watched when they walked in, me and Shaq. And as soon as we walked in, I said, I said, pause this. What just happened?
I am screaming.
No.
The thing is, Whitney and him are so unserious.
Very unserious. They have very interesting conversations, but it's like, where is this going? I don't know.
This one scene of you when you decided to do the speech.
I snuck downstairs and I kissed him and I just needed a hug, just anything.
The funniest moments I have ever seen.
Everyone was like,
that's what you call Love Island TV.
Some people were like, hey, this is cute, but babe, the bombs you're dropping in this speech.
Right.
I snuck downstairs and I kissed him. Oh! And I needed a hug.
You are a liar. Huh? You're not sincere. Huh? You made me look like I was dumb.
That was a lot. You know what? Maybe it's getting a bit fire.
It's just crazy.
And his face, Martin was like, what the hell is going on here?
And I was like, sorry, Martin. So I was doing that speech because obviously you wanted to get Shaq back.
Right. It worked really well.
Yeah. And I would never do that. Sorry. Mm. No. Why am I standing up to declare what, love? But
dead.
I'm really into Shaq.
Right.
And I thought this would be good. You know, I embarrassed him in front of everyone walking in. So I might as well try and get him back in front of everyone. And then obviously I just dropped in my speech that, yeah, like I did go downstairs and kiss Shaq. And Martin was like, are you okay? And I'm like, oh, sorry. But I just mentioned it.
Right.
And then it was now awkward, but I didn't mean to embarrass him.
Right.
But yeah, there's a reason for everything. He could have known sooner, but he didn't.
I don't believe this, but there were people online saying that, you know, you and Sanem weren't getting along. or there was jealousy. And I just feel like people were trying to make something out of nothing.
They did. They tried. I don't know when that started. You might know better from watching. But I don't know when that started that had a thing against them. I think it
was when you have to vote for the least compatible or something like that as a couple.
Oh, yeah.
And there was discussions.
Yeah, that was a hard one.
Yeah, I don't think it's that serious.
I think us voting them, I think even that, us voting, that was weird for it to be dropped at that time. Of course, if you're at this point, you must be compatible.
Right.
And that's what we were all saying to each other in there. We were like, guys, how are we actually going to pick out of all of us? And we were like trying to convince each other that it was going to be fine after we vote. Like, guys, it's okay. Like, we have to pick someone. It's fine. And I genuinely thought everybody was going to pick me and Shaq. And I was so shocked that nobody picked us.
Right.
But obviously, we picked Kai and Sanam because they hadn't been through anything in there. And being on Love Island, like going through trials and tribulations in there and then surviving it and coming out and still having a successful relationship, I felt like, you know, you really tested yourself in that place, that confined space. So because they hadn't been tested with anything, I thought that's the only thing I can hold on to pick them, because there was nothing else to pick on them. But me and Sanam are cool.
Yeah, I feel like people were just exaggerating it, in my opinion. Yeah.
Very over-exaggerated, like, we're very much fine.
Right.
Yeah.
So you said you haven't watched back, or you try not to, or you don't want to. Yeah. Do you feel like you're traumatized?
I think I am, you know. Like, I was saying it the other day to someone else, like, maybe I should, like, start commenting on the show, because maybe it will make me feel better.
Right.
But I do think I am a little bit traumatized. Just a little bit. Mm. Traumatized from what people don't know.
Right.
Mm.
Coming out, there was a lot of hatred.
Yeah.
There was a lot of vitriol. Like, how did you deal with that?
So, I'm Christian, right? And I honestly think it's only because of God. Because I'm a strong person anyway. But the things that I went through in Love Island are way more than what anyone's little comments under my Instagram. Like, it won't even scrape me.
Right.
So, when I came out, it didn't even bother me. Like, I don't even know how. Like, I'm even shocked as well. Like, people were like, oh my God, how you got so much hate? I'm like, I know. But it didn't bother me. The messages, I just put my filtered words on. And if I saw a bad comment, I made it my job to just swipe delete. Swipe delete. I swear, since I came out, I've not once pressed a comment and looked for more comments. Because that is a disease. Like, once you press one comment, you want to see someone else backing you.
Right.
You want to see if anyone else gets you or whatever. Like, it's not going to work. And these people don't know you. And being, like, a super fan of Love Island before, I know how it works. Like, I watched them come out, like, Tasha, when they hated her. And then when she came out, everybody liked her. So right. I really knew the drill. Like, I wasn't bothered about people not liking me after, because you're going to see the real me and you will like me. And they do like me now. But the way I dealt with it was swipe and delete, because you guys don't know. And if you knew, you'd all love me. But you don't know. And even if you did know, nobody cares.
Right.
No one cares. No they one would cares. Just know you'd be posted on the blogs for a week, then it's over.
And they're like committed to misunderstanding.
Yeah.
So they don't care.
And even if you did say what's really bothering you, if there's anything bothering you, hypothetically speaking, you know, people are still going to have something to say. There'll be a group of people that will be like, okay, but everyone else didn't have that experience. Other people have said this and that. So there's no point.
Right.
So, yeah, the hate outside.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
It's very easy.
I was just like, yeah, because people were not only doing up comments, people were saying acid attacks, they were talking about.
Yeah, but I see, I didn't see this.
What the hell? People like tweeting.
I was seeing this and people were like really worried about me. And I was like, guys, I can't see any of this, you know.
Right.
I saw really bad comments and bad messages, but I didn't see anything scary.
Right.
And even if I did, swipe delete.
Right. Dead. Not swipe delete.
It's so simple.
Swipe delete, over.
It's easier said than done, but honestly, it was that easy for me because I was like, I'm not going to spend any minute looking. I can't do it. Mm-hmm. Like the other day, I think the only thing that bothered me, I was on TikTok. I saw this really funny guy from Liverpool and he was like commenting on the new season. I was like, oh, this is funny. So I put laughing faces. I was like, hold on a minute. If he's commenting on this Love Island, he might have been commenting on mine.
Right.
So I scrolled down and I saw, let's talk about Tanya. I said, oh.
Dead.
I said, oh no. I watched one video. I was boiling.
Really?
I was boiling inside and I was like, scrolled back up, took my comment off, and I just kept swiping up because I wanted to comment and be like, you don't know anything. Like, you wasn't there. Who cares?
Right.
Nobody cares, babe. Keep moving.
Keep it moving.
Yeah. It's that simple.
It must be hard though for you guys because you can take it personal when you see reviewers that are going.
Yeah, and people are watching at different time zones. There's people watching it now like, what the fuck is this Tanya girl doing?
Right.
They'll message Shaq. He gets messages now like, you should leave her. Mm. Did you see what she just did?
Yeah.
And it's like, babe.
I don't know how you deal with that.
It's weird. It's so it's weird. But I think I prepared myself. I don't know what it is. I think I was so obsessed with Love Island before. Like, I literally prepared myself for the worst. Even though I wasn't expecting the worst.
That's, yeah. And even... because you were a fan of the show, did you expect to go on so soon?
So I applied 3 times.
Nice.
And I was like, I'm going to get on the show.
Period.
I was like, I want to see if they put normal people on there. Because I considered myself as a normal girl. But when I got leaked, they were like, oh, boohoo model, this, this, that. But
right.
I'm actually just a babe. Just trying to be an Insta babe. And I did do well for myself up until that point. But like, I was still trying.
Mm.
So me, I really wanted to see if I could just get on the show. Just for the sake of I did it. And then when I stopped trying, because I had like interviews and it never went anywhere, I was like, you know what, I can't bother anymore. Then I went to uni, I carried on for like months, and then they called me and they were like, are you still single? How it ended up happening. So I was I was shocked that I got on, but I was like, no, like I deserve this. I really wanted it for a long time.
Is there anything that you would do differently? Looking back at your own version of events and of your show, is there any, like, I hate the word regret, but yeah, anything that you may think of that comes to your mind?
You know what? No, because thinking about everything that happened at the time, it was the worst thing in the world because when you're in there, everything seems so deep.
Right.
Like when people were saying that before, I went, I was like, okay, whatever, we'll see. You guys are always crying for no reason in there, but I was there crying as well because in there, it just seems deeper than what it is. So everything felt like my every day felt like when something bad was happening, an argument was happening, I felt like the world was literally going to end.
Mm.
But everything that happened for a reason. And it led me and Shaq to where we are now. So if we kept on being smooth as I wanted us to be, I don't know where it would have went.
Right.
But the journey that happened, Martin coming back, all of that, the arguments, the misunderstandings, people hating me, thinking I'm gaslighting everyone. It's fine because it led to me and Shaq now. And we got over it. Like, there were so many things. We were so stubborn, me and Shaq. Like, we could have got so sick of each other and just being like, no, don't want to deal with this.
Mm.
But because we were in each other's face and we were stuck in there, we actually learned how to bring ourselves down, bring my stubbornness down, bring his stubbornness down, to meet each other in the middle to create a good foundation for a relationship. So I actually don't regret anything that happened. I actually don't. As much as I hated it in the moment, I don't regret it.
You're really the main character of your show.
Actually was, you know.
You know what I'm saying? Are you dumb?
I actually was, and I didn't know.
You didn't know that. You were main character 24/7. You were carrying that season for me because I told my so many points. I was like, this is not giving me what I needed, and then you would do something.
And you know what's funny? I wasn't even trying to do anything. to do it. I wasn't trying. So the fact that it came out like that and I wasn't even trying, actually, maybe it's a blessing in disguise. You know, the mixing, it is a show. End of day, it's not going to be all roses and cakes. So maybe the mixtures that happen, the encouragings, the pushings, it's not good in the time, but it does make a show.
It makes a show.
And being the most spoken about gives you a bigger platform.
Right. And I feel like you were one of the most spoken about.
Yeah. I think me and Olivia, oh my God, me and Liv.
Charles.
Oh my God, we were like, when we,
I think, the cramped twins.
We were the cramped twins. The day after when we walked in, so after walking in from Castlemore, the next morning when we were in our bikinis in the morning, I was like, Liv was like, Tanya, I'm going to wait for you. You're nearly done. And they're like putting lipstick on. She's like, okay, Tanya, are you done yet? Because she didn't want to go outside by herself because we were the villains that morning.
The big
so
villains.
So we linked each other and we walked down. We were like, oh, it's a bit cold.
Yeah.
Tough crowd.
The big bad boys.
Yeah, we carried it.
That's what you two were.
We carried it and it's fine.
We carried it. You lot carried it, but I think as a viewer, you carried it in a different way to her. Yeah. I felt like with her, it came across as draining.
Yeah, they really wanted Liv to leave a lot. That's what my friends were telling me, that everybody was like, she needs to go.
I think because you kept pulling just like, the same issue.
Why is this girl like this? Why is she talking about this person? Why is she so in her? Why is she shouting?
I thought it was entertaining, especially when it came to the point of the speech and then you coming up and speaking to Martin and chat was pulling you away, whatever. Like all of that is some stuff that you want to watch on the show, that you want entertainment. So that was a different type of level. Whereas with her, I think people were saying that you're picking up on the same issue week all the time.
Yeah.
So it's like, ugh, it's draining. But it must be harder for both of you coming out and you're seeing villain everywhere.
It was hard, and I think for me and her, like, we were literally checking on each other all the time. And I think for like a good week she was literally like, I can't do it, I can't be on my phone, it was too much for her. And I said, don't look. I remember the day we all came back and we were in the airport and we got our phones back, everybody like opened their phones, switched on their phones at the same time, and I opened my phone and then I was like, okay, I'm gonna put it on the side now. Everyone else was like this and I could see them getting stressed. I could see them getting so stressed. Lana was like, oh, this is a bit much. And I was like, babe, stop looking. Like, guys. But then they just couldn't do it. And, you know, it's nice. You're seeing nice comments as well. But then you're like, oh, there's people that don't like me here. Oh, but there's nice comments there. I was like, no.
It's a lot, man. That's a lot.
I think I'm just like that in general, you know. Like, when I get stressed,
That's good. Because I know some islanders who are just constantly on their phone. Constantly looking, reading the DMs, they put up a story, they get scared, they don't know what the reaction is going to be. Literally. Then they have to check to see if it's.
And I don't even look at my views. I don't look who watches my story. I post a picture and I run away. And
not run away.
Come back. I do. I post a picture and then I run away. And then when it dies down a little bit, I'll come back and I'll reply to comments.
Right.
Be nice. If I see anything bad, swipe delete.
Right.
Quick. You just need to be quick and don't think. Because you will get so stuck and it's so scary. I can literally imagine like how I get annoyed when I, like the other day when I saw that TikTok, I can only imagine if I sat there reading loads of stuff about
Charles,
me.
Charles, don't do it.
You feel like everyone in this world hates me.
Yeah.
You think they all hate you and you're like, I don't want to be here. And that's where you don't want to be.
Did anything else happen in Malta?
Apart from being besties with Martin now.
Not besties, Charles.
Yeah, that's my
Not you lot.
We're not following each other on Instagram just yet.
That's baby a bit steps. Too much, right?
Baby steps. But when I see him, we give each other a hug and stuff like that. So it's still nice.
It was nice seeing you in India together as well.
Yeah.
That picture, it was very cute.
This was our first time seeing each other where it's not too busy.
Right.
Where we can just chill and be like, girl, hi.
What's good?
Yeah, it was really nice. And her friends and my friends get along.
That's so good.
It was nice. And then we were like, let's just break the internet quickly and get a nice little quick pic.
I mean, it was a cute picture.
It was cute.
Both of you together.
It was really nice.
It was everything that I needed to be.
Yeah.
YouTube, how's your YouTube going?
It's good.
I'm proud, you know. I'll help you.
I need you to help me. There's a lot of technical things that I was like when I see today, I'm going to ask you. I don't know all this YouTube AdSense.
Child, you need to ask
me. I set it up. I did. And then it just... I'll show you.
Show me.
But it looks... It's just gone bad. Like, there was... money there and then it just disappeared.
Where did it go?
I don't know.
It didn't go to your account?
I don't know. It's gone now. We need to start again.
Dead.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll help you with your YouTube AdSense.
But I had like a little YouTube channel before, but I wasn't consistent because my thing was before I was so focused on Instagram.
Yeah.
And because Instagram was doing it for me, I wasn't focused on YouTube. YouTube was just like, oh, let me do a vlog today. But now I'm like on it because that's where the bag is. That's where the long bag is. Do you get what I mean? And people really do like I've clocked from coming out, people really just want to see what we're doing.
Right.
They're like, what vlog? Where are you? Mm. Where's Shaq? What's going on today? Like, they really are interested. And when you have people interested, you need to keep going.
Period.
And take, because I want to take the fans that we do have and just carry them away
right.
from Love Island and create Shaq and Tanya's fans and
He said you lot are traveling. You lot are going?
Yeah, we are. He's coming to my mom's wedding.
Wow. Your mom's getting married?
Yes, she is.
Wow, that's going to be big.
It is going to be big. And my mom would never in this life invite a boyfriend to what?
Right.
Me and my mom are best friends and she's not that strict. But
so still, shock, but it is. My mom will never like, yeah. That can't run.
Other family members who won't understand what's going on.
The aunties.
So I already told him when we go, like, you're my friend. It's...
You, oh, have this, to, auntie, you have to do
this
that.
This is my friend, Shaq. Because they won't get it. They'll be like, where's the bride prize? Why is he here?
Boyfriend, where's the ring?
What? So it's going to be very interesting. We're going.
Wow.
Sim, and then Jamaica in December. And then he's got a little boys trip.
What with Maxwell?
I don't know if Maxwell's going, but I think it's his boys.
Boys in London.
They're going to Dominican Republic.
Yeah, you were saying, do you?
They're
going
to have such a great time. I'm so annoyed.
I feel like that's what we want to see on YouTube.
Yeah.
I want to see joint reviews.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to see you lot traveling places and, you know, your mum's wedding, you know, that's crazy. Congratulations to your mum.
Thank you.
Congratulations to your mum.
To auntie.
That's crazy.
Yeah, we're going to have a good time. And I think that would be very good content. They love seeing Shaq try my food and me teaching him Ama piano and all this. They love it. Especially on TikTok, it goes off, but I want to make it a YouTube thing. But I make it very clear on my YouTube channel that this is my channel, guys. But you see Shaq here and there.
Ah, I know, that's right.
This is my channel. Let's not get it twisted, because...
That's how it should be, though.
Yeah, it should be like...
Long term.
Because it's not a joint channel. It's me and my boyfriend sometimes.
How do you feel with Love Island Winter and Summer coming on within 2 months? Do you feel like there's pressure and stress on you, or do you feel like, you know, a new cast now?
Yeah.
Everybody moves on.
It's a lot. It's very quick. Like, right now, I feel like I'm just starting to feel like...
Right.
I've settled into who I am, the new Tanya, and there's a whole new group of celebrities coming into the field. It's very weird. It's very weird. So I don't know how to deal with it. I think when they come out, that's when I'll deep it.
Right.
Because right now, I'm just like, they're in there right now. I'm not really deep in it because they're in the screen. But when they come out, and there is pressure, though, because everyone else, like, when it comes to work, they're like, oh, we need to do this because, you know, the New Islanders are coming out soon. We need to get this rolling because, you know, New Islanders are
Who
coming out
that?
Soon.
Who says that? You guys think that?
Like, when you're talking to, like, management and stuff like that, when they're talking about work, how quickly things need to move, it's like, you do need to keep in mind that New Islanders are coming out.
Anyone can be like, well, no one can be, I don't think you can be replaced, but you know how
you
feel like that.
Yeah, but I think also, even though there's pressure and all this stuff, like, I think if you have sauce, you have sauce. Period. You won't be forgotten.
God forbid.
Yeah, hopefully that's the case. Well, it is the case. I got the sauce.
How are you mentally now?
I'm good, you know. Before, I couldn't really talk about my experience without literally dying into tears.
Really?
Yeah. Now I can talk about it and I'm like, yeah, it was what it was. I got a shock out of it. It was definitely worth it for what I went through. It was worth it, but... I'm okay now. But I just can't watch it. That's why I need to do something fun regarding Love Island so that it doesn't bother me. It actually bothers me.
Yeah, I can tell.
It's so annoying. It does bother me. Like, when it's on, I'm literally like, I'm mad.
Really?
Yeah. I am really mad. I was talking to someone the other day. They were like, maybe you need to talk to someone. I was like, no.
Like therapy?
Yeah, but no.
Why?
And say what?
See, that's the issue though.
That's the problem, innit?
It's your perception of what therapy is that blocks it. Because I'm in therapy now and I'm just like, what am I going to do and be sitting there and talk to you?
Yeah.
And what do I gain out of it? It's also good to have somebody of color as well.
Yeah.
Like, for ourselves.
What is a gift?
Somebody that gets it and gets your nuances and cultures or whatever. But when you have that session, I remember when I had my first session, I felt like something, that it was so intense. I didn't like it. But then when I left the room, it was...
Yeah. Did you feel like you could breathe?
I felt like something was off the shoulders because you've let it out to somebody. And you got to have it. I want a therapist who can talk back to me.
Mm.
It's a conversation. I don't need to be sitting there.
To be like, yeah.
Yeah, don't we? Yeah, like, somebody okay, can be like, okay, he can respond to you, whatever.
Yeah, so, maybe. I'll think about it.
I feel like you would, bothers me, yeah. I feel like you would really benefit from it. I feel like everybody would. Yeah, I feel like you would, especially if you would. Because I feel like it's just sitting here now. I know my chest just been out. God
forbid. You wanted it to be out.
I didn't even know like that. But anyways, yeah. I am screaming.
Yeah,
but anyways,
I'll think about it. I think it might be good. It might be a good thing.
I think it'll be a good thing for you.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll how are you feeling now about this podcast? Were you nervous?
No.
This is smooth. See how it's just been...
It's nice and chilled and it's just vibe. We're just having a conversation.
Right, that's all it is.
Yeah, and I've been dying to have a conversation with somebody about it, so...
Yeah, I feel like... A one-to-one is what I wanted to do with Shaq and you. I wanted you to do it separately because you are great together as a couple where you are your own people.
Yeah.
And I just felt like you never got that level, nor did he, where, you know, let's ask how you're doing, how's your mental, what's everything, like, how was the whole process? Because it really was tumultuous for both of you. Like, it was a lot, man.
It was a lot.
It was a lot when you look back at it.
That is such an experience.
Like, it wasn't even smooth and a small bump. It was as if bumping... Yeah,
we were in the bottom loads of times. Like, right. We had a lot going on in there.
Yeah, you guys were in the bottom as well.
Yeah, we actually thought we were going home pretty much all the time.
Mm.
I was like, you know what? I'm going to tidy up my drawers just in case I'm leaving today.
You're not tidying up the drawers.
Honestly, because if you don't, you know, you're going to leave some stuff. So, right. Yeah, it was a lot. I thought the boys hacked into the villa Wi-Fi and managed to see other things that were on the phone.
I'm dead. I love
and
that.
And I was like, I only found out that the other day, and I was like, what? They did that. But they obviously got told off very quickly.
I love that for them. I would have done the same.
I know.
Because apparently these recouplings are like till 4 a.m.
You know that first day when everybody walks in, hi, boys. Oh my God. That day I was like, I think I'm on the wrong show. I was like, I don't know if I can do this. It was so hot. And when I walked, because I was the first girl walking in, when I walked in, they were stood there for at least 2 hours before I got there. And then when I walked in, Maya said hi to me. Like, even our conversation was chopped into little bits and she had to speak to me every 20 minutes. And then when the next girl finally got announced, so she was like, anime. Anime didn't come out that door for 20 minutes.
Oh.
Yes, it's so long and so slow, and the voice will be like, guys, I know you're tired, but you know, let's just get through this.
Oh,
by the
my
time everybody had come in,
days
we'd been there for a good 6 hours, yeah. And then when we sat down to have water, that's when we saw our water bottles for the first time of our names, and they were like, don't talk about anything, because we were like, oh, where are you from, to the girls, because we were separated,
right? Like, no, get on camera.
Yeah, they were like, no, wait there. And then straight after that it was dinner time and get ready. So it was strange.
It's strange because when you look back at it, it's like it's all just happening.
Yeah, even here's some tea for you. When we first got to the villa, we were in these cars separated, and it's a very long drive to get to the villa once you enter the gate of the villa, and they kept stopping. So they'll drive a little bit, then they'll stop.
Hmm.
And then I had my lunch in the car because I had to wait for whatever was happening, and they were filming the boys in the Jeeps coming in. And I needed a toilet, and they came with a blindfold, and they put a blindfold on me, and they held my hand and walked me to the toilets because it was outside. They have like a whole like workspace going on outside the villa. Like, it's mad when you look at it. So they took me to that toilet, and I took the blindfold off entering the toilet. And then when I was coming out, I had to close my eyes, and they had to put it back on and walk me back to my car. And then when somebody else was leaving the van behind me, they had to close my eyes while the person was walking past. And then when the cars finally got moved to the front, we got put into tents. So I could hear the other girls, but I still didn't see them.
Right.
And I was like, this is so crazy. The experience is so top, top secret.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And then they put us in golf cars, whatever, to the front door. And then my chaperone left me. And I was like, oh my God, don't leave me. She was like, bye. Crazy.
I didn't know they did the whole blindfold thing.
It's a lot.
That's a lot, man.
It's a lot. It's very, like, the lead up to before Love Island is so exciting.
Right.
You feel like you're on top of the world. Nobody knows what you're doing. You have code names. I think my name was Tasha Moore for all my shoots and stuff like that, so that nobody would know who I was in case I didn't get on.
Right.
But yeah.
Well, I'm happy you got on, and I'm happy you found Shaq.
Thank you very much.
Because I felt like, yeah, and I feel like the whole Martin situation, I felt like there was just, in my opinion, production trying to create entertainment or dramatics and influence.
Yeah, it's a show. So they, it's a show. Know, they so they to put in the sauce, peppers.
Cause, right, because if you came back alone, everybody would be like, ah, oh, but it's like, we want to see a sizzle.
It was entertaining.
It was entertaining. And I feel like you were given I was entertained by you guys, by you, Martin, Shaq, the whole situation. And I felt like you and Shaq in general just going back and forth. He got a lot of heat about, you know, oh, he loves you more than you like him. You don't really like him.
But that's just because he's a lover boy.
Right.
And I show it differently.
Right.
So because they've said that a lot about people from past seasons as well, you know, like, oh, she doesn't really like him or whatever. But yeah, I don't know anything.
Right. Thanks for coming on. Good. Thanks for just gracing me with your presence.
Thanks for having me.
And guys, be sure to follow her on her YouTube channel.
Talks with TT.
Talks with who?
Talks with TT.
I know that's right. Subscribe to her channel, guys. Click that button and subscribe. She'll be coming with daily and consistent content, guys.
Inject it
into my veins. And we'll catch you guys soon for another podcast.
Bye.
Was that good?
Loved it.
Loved it, babes.
I can't believe I'm on your couch.
You're on whose couch?
I'm on Marley's couch.
Whose couch?
What?
I know, that's right.
As if I even made it here. Like, I need to talk to my friend Nicole because she's the one who knows.
Is it?
She'll be like, Tanya, life is mad. I used to be sitting there watching you like...
Is it?
So interesting.
Is it?
Yeah.
What, the reviews and stuff?
Oh, you're so good. You are. You talk about everything that I would say if
That's what all
you.
My friends say. Yeah.
Like, you say everything that everybody wants to say.
That's what my friends say. And I don't have no script. So nice. You know, it's just, even this was no script. I didn't plan nothing.
I like how you just be like, camera on and you sit in your chair.
And,
you're and like,
I'm just...
Sorry. But what just happened? Literally, it's so funny. It is.
You are killing me, child.
I'd love it, honestly.
Sorry.
Because it's so natural, that's why.
Right, it's natural. There's no script. Even with the interview, there's no script. Because I don't have time to be reading paper and I'm talking to you. Like, what am I doing? Which one? It's so too funny. Much. It's too much. Just chill that way. Thanks, babes.